Welcome to Holographic Horizons, where we'll be diving into the fascinating intersection of holography and modern warfare. I'm particularly excited about this because, well, the sheer potential is mind-boggling, isn't it? I mean, imagine 3D holographic maps on the battlefield.
Absolutely. It's like stepping into science fiction, but with real-world implications. And that's what grabs me, how this tech can reshape strategy, tactics, even training, right?
Exactly. We've got battlefield simulations, advanced communication. The possibilities seem endless, but where do we even begin with something this complex? Perhaps with the basics. What even is holography and how does it work?
Well, simply put, it's a way of recording and reconstructing light fields to create three-dimensional images. It's more than just a 3D picture, though. It's capturing the entire light field, which is.
What? Like recording all the light that bounces off an object, not just from one angle like a photo, yeah?
Precisely. And this allows you to view the image from different angles as if the object was actually there. It uses the principles of interference and diffraction.
Right, like how waves interact with each other and bend around obstacles. So lasers are key to this whole process, aren't they?
Oh, absolutely. They provide the coherent light source needed for creating the interference patterns that make holography possible. It's all about those patterns, really. They encode the information about the light field.
It's fascinating. So, from artistic expression to data storage, holography has come a long way. But its application in warfare, that's a game changer. Imagine holographic representations of terrain, enabling soldiers to see through walls or around corners.
It's incredible. And think about mission planning commanders manipulating holographic landscapes, positioning troops, simulating attacks, all in 3D. It's a whole new level of strategic visualization.
And communication too. Secure, real-time holographic communication between units, regardless of location. No more static on the radio, just crystal clear 3D representations of commands, troop movements.
AJOD. Or even medical information being relayed to field medics during a critical operation. The potential is immense. But I do wonder about the challenges, the cost, the tech required. Is it really practical on a large scale?
That's a valid concern. And what about the ethical considerations? Holographic decoys, illusions, where do we draw the line in psychological warfare?
Important questions to consider. But the fact remains, this technology is evolving rapidly. From the early days of expensive lasers to the now readily available laser diodes, it's become more accessible, more powerful. The future of warfare is, well, it's holographic.
So we were talking about the potential of holography in warfare, and it's truly mind-blowing. But I think it's important to remember just how far this technology has come, even outside of military applications.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, from art to data storage, holography has made some incredible strides. Remember those early holographic art exhibits? They were like a glimpse into the future.
Yeah, and it's fascinating how artists really pushed the boundaries of the medium. Like, they weren't just trying to create 3D replicas of existing objects. They were exploring holography as its own unique art form.
Exactly. People like Harriet Kasdan Silver, Dieter Jung, they were pioneers, figuring out the language of holography, you know? It wasn't about replicating reality, but about creating something new.
And then you have the whole data storage aspect. It's incredible how much information you can pack into these holographic crystals or photopolymers.
It's like another dimension of data storage, right? Instead of just using the surface, you're using the entire volume of the medium. The potential density is just staggering.
And think about the implications for things like archival storage, or even just everyday devices. We're talking terabytes of data on a single disk.
It's insane, though I do remember those holographic versatile disks they were talking about years ago. Still waiting for those to hit the shelves, huh?
Well, yeah, there have been some setbacks, but the underlying technology is still incredibly promising. And then there's dynamic holography, real-time manipulation of light fields. That opens up a whole other can of worms, doesn't it?
Oh, for sure. Phase conjugate mirrors, optical computing. It's like something out of a sci-fi movie. But how practical is it, really? I mean, isn't the processing speed still a major bottleneck?
That's a good question. It's definitely a challenge. But the research in nonlinear optical materials is ongoing, and who knows what breakthroughs are just around the corner. The potential is certainly there.
Definitely. And even on a smaller scale, the hobbyist community has really embraced holography. I mean, who would have thought you could make holograms at home with a laser pointer?
It's amazing, right? The accessibility of the technology has really exploded. And that's thanks to people like Lord Cross, who made it possible for amateurs to experiment and create. It's democratized the art form, in a way.
Yeah, and that kind of grassroots innovation can often lead to unexpected breakthroughs. It's exciting to think about what the future holds for holography in all its forms, from warfare to art to data storage. The possibilities are truly holographic, aren't they?
So we've talked about the incredible potential of holography in warfare, but I think sometimes we forget just how pervasive this technology is becoming in, well, everyday life.
Yeah, it's easy to get caught up in the whiz-bang military applications, but the truth is, holography is already all around us, isn't it?
Exactly. Think about those holographic security features on credit cards or driver's licenses, or even product packaging, you know, the shimmering holographic logos.
Right. They're everywhere, and they're not just for show. They're really effective at preventing counterfeiting. It's pretty hard to replicate a true hologram.
Absolutely. It's a fascinating application of the technology. And then there's the art world. Holography has been used in art for decades, and some of the pieces are just breathtaking.
Oh, for sure. I remember seeing an exhibition of holographic art years ago, and it was unlike anything I'd ever experienced. The depth, the way the images seem to float in space, It was mesmerizing.
It really is a unique art form. And it's not just about creating realistic 3D images. Artists are using holography to explore abstract concepts, to play with light and form in ways that are just mind-blowing.
Yeah, and the technology has come a long way since those early days. I mean, remember those first holograms? They were often monochromatic, kind of grainy. Mm-hmm.
And they required precise lighting to view them properly. But now you have full-color holograms, dynamic holograms that change as you move.
Yeah, it's incredible. And the applications are only expanding. Medical imaging, data storage, even entertainment.
Uh-huh.
Think about those holographic concerts, like the Tupac one at Coachella.
Right, though technically that wasn't true holography, was it? It was more of an illusion like Pepper's Ghost.
Oh yeah, you're right. It was a clever trick, but not actual holography, kind of like that hologram protest in Spain a few years back. A lot of news outlets called it a hologram, but it was really just another variation of Pepper's Ghost.
It's interesting how these illusions can sometimes blur the lines between what's real and what's not. I mean, even in science fiction, the depictions of holography are often, well, let's just say they're a bit exaggerated.
Oh, absolutely. Star Wars, Star Trek, those holographic projections are a far cry from what's currently possible. But who knows, maybe someday we'll have holographic communicators and holodecks. The technology is constantly evolving.
It is. And even though we're not quite at the level of science fiction yet, the real-world applications of holography are still pretty remarkable. From art to data storage to medical imaging. It's a technology that's transforming the world around us.
Yeah, and it's exciting to think about what the future holds. I mean, with advancements in things like computer-generated holography and dynamic holography, who knows what's next? The possibilities are, well, they're practically holographic, aren't they?
So we were talking about holography becoming more common in everyday life, but let's get back to its military applications. I'm really struck by the potential of holographic displays for enhancing situational awareness on the battlefield. It's like, imagine being able to see through walls or around corners.
Yeah, it's almost like having X-ray vision, right? The ability to perceive the environment in 3D instead of relying on 2D maps could be a game changer. And I'm particularly fascinated by companies like Hypervision, you know, the ones combining holographic displays with LiDAR scanners to create these incredibly realistic representations of terrain.
Oh, really? Tell me more about that.
Well, they're using LiDAR to capture detailed 3D data of the environment, and then they project that data as a hologram so soldiers get this immersive, real-time view of the battlefield. It's like they're actually there, even before they physically arrive.
That's incredible. It's like stepping into a video game, but with real-world consequences. And I imagine this kind of technology would be in value for mission planning too, right?
Absolutely. Commanders could use holographic landscapes to position troops, simulate attacks, and basically plan every detail of a mission in 3D. It's a whole new level of strategic visualization.
It really is. And what about communication? I mean, secure real-time communication is vital in any military operation.
Right. And holography could play a huge role there. Imagine holographic communications between units, regardless of location. No more static on the radio, just crystal clear 3D representations of commands, troop movements.
Or even medical information being relayed to field medics during a critical operation. The possibilities are immense. though I do wonder about the practicalities. The cost of these systems, the processing power required. Is it really scalable?
That's a valid concern. And what about bandwidth? Transmitting holographic data in real time would require a huge amount of bandwidth, wouldn't it? Especially if we're talking about high-resolution, full-color holograms.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's a good point. And then there are the ethical considerations, the use of holographic decoys, illusions. I mean, it's a bit of a gray area, isn't it? Where do we draw the line in psychological warfare?
It's a tricky question. I mean, on the one hand, it could be a valuable tool for deception and misdirection. But on the other hand, it could be used to create incredibly realistic propaganda or even to manipulate perceptions on a mass scale.
It's something we definitely need to consider carefully. But despite these challenges, the potential benefits of holography in warfare are undeniable. From enhanced situational awareness to improved communication and training, it's a technology that could revolutionize the way wars are fought.
And let's not forget the potential for deception and psychological operations. It's a whole new dimension of warfare, literally. I mean, who knows what the future holds? Holographic soldiers, holographic vehicles. It sounds like science fiction, but with the rapid advancements in technology, it might not be so far-fetched after all. It's like the future of warfare is, well, it's holographic, isn't it?
So, we've been discussing the potential of holography in warfare, and it's clear that companies like Hypervision are really pushing the boundaries of what's possible.
Mm. Yeah, their work with 3D holographic displays is pretty groundbreaking. I mean, imagine the impact on situational awareness, right? Soldiers being able to see the battlefield in 3D even before they get there. It's a game changer.
It really is. And the applications go way beyond just battlefield visualization. Think about training simulations. Holographic simulations could create incredibly realistic training environments, preparing soldiers for all sorts of scenarios.
Oh, absolutely. And not just basic training either. I mean, imagine using holographic projections to simulate complex operations, to practice strategies and tactics in a safe and controlled environment. It could revolutionize military training.
Definitely. And, you know, we touched on the ethical considerations earlier, but I think it's worth reiterating. This technology has the potential to be incredibly powerful, and we need to be mindful of how it's used. The potential for deception for psychological operations. It's something we need to discuss.
Yeah, it's a double-edged sword for sure. On the one hand, you have the potential to create incredibly realistic training scenarios and enhance communication. But on the other hand, you have the potential for misinformation and manipulation. It's a bit of a tightrope walk.
It is. But despite these challenges, I think the potential benefits of holography in warfare are undeniable. From enhanced situational awareness to improved communication and training. It's a technology that could reshape the future of conflict.
It really could. And with companies like Hypervision leading the charge, who knows what the future holds? Holographic soldiers? Holographic vehicles? It sounds like science fiction, but at the rate technology is advancing, well, it might not be so far-fetched after all. It's like, grish, ish, eh, re, zale, monotara, fahi. Holographic. Thanks for joining us on Holographic Horizons. Until next time.
Mm.